Good morning. It's Monday, August 10th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. After more than a week of chaos, some residents near Spokane, Washington, are finally heading home. Authorities began lifting evacuation orders on Sunday as firefighters contained three wildfires that erupted on August 1st. The blazes have scorched around 10,000 acres and destroyed or heavily damaged more than 900 homes. At the height of the fires, about 64,000 people were under evacuation orders. Nearly 1,700 firefighters worked through hot and dry conditions to prevent further spread, with crews now focusing on smoldering hotspots. Spokane County Sheriff John Knowles said many residents had been away for more than a week and did not know whether their homes were still standing. The cause remains under investigation, while one man has been charged with arson. Another news. Former U.S. President Joe Biden is facing a serious health setback, according to his son Hunter. In an interview with the BBC, Hunter Biden said his father's prostate cancer has spread beyond his bones and described the condition as very painful and debilitating. Biden's spokesman declined to comment on the interview. The former president revealed his diagnosis in May 2025, saying he had an aggressive form of prostate cancer that had already spread to his bones. His office later said he was undergoing radiation and hormone therapy. Biden, now 83, left the White House in January 2025 after serving one term. He has made several public appearances since then, including at the dedication of Barack Obama's presidential library in Chicago this June. His presidential memoir is scheduled for release in November, Around the World. A major disagreement has emerged between Washington and Jerusalem over the future of Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel rejects President Donald Trump's 15-point peace plan and will not withdraw its forces until Hamas is genuinely disarmed. Netanyahu told his cabinet that Israel's military would continue preventing threats against its forces and citizens. Hamas, however, says it remains committed to the agreement and is ready to engage in implementing the plan, while calling on mediators to ensure all sides comply. Trump's proposal includes Hamas disarmament, an Israeli withdrawal and reconstruction of Gaza under an international board of peace. Senior diplomat Nikolay Mladenov defended the plan as the only way forward. But with Israeli elections approaching and pressure from Netanyahu's right-wing coalition, major obstacles remain before the roadmap can move ahead. Another news, a powerful typhoon has disrupted life across eastern China after making landfall in Zhejiang province. Typhoon Dolphin struck Yuhuan on Sunday evening, with winds reaching 150 kilometers per hour, before making a second landfall near Wenzhou. More than 1 million people were evacuated, while 1,400 flights were canceled in Shanghai alone. Authorities warned of torrential rain, flooding, and landslides through Wednesday, with parts of Zhejiang expected to receive up to 500 millimeters of rain. Yanzhou alone relocated around 900,000 residents and opened more than 1,000 emergency shelters. A 9-year-old boy was reported missing after being swept into the sea, although officials have reported no confirmed deaths in China. The storm had already affected the Philippines, Taiwan, and Japan, leaving a wider trail of disruption across the region. Another news, Germany is investigating another security incident involving drones near a military facility. Two drones were spotted over a Bundeswehr base in Mechernich, near Bonn, just days after an explosive-laden device was discovered at Leipzig Airport. The base reportedly stores components and spare parts used to maintain U.S.-made Patriot air defense systems, which are crucial to Ukraine's defense against Russian missile attacks. Military police were deployed before the case was handed to local police. German Interior Minister Alexander Dobrindt said Germany is not at war, but is facing what he described as daily hybrid warfare. Authorities have not established who operated the drones, and the Bundeswehr declined to comment on their suspected origin. The incidents come amid heightened concern across Europe over unexplained drone activity near military and civilian infrastructure. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.